And thank you so much to you, Angie. Let's get straight back into the hot box there. Once again, we are chatting around that food prices are set to come under investigation by the Competition Commission, which has launched a public inquiry into the fresh produce sector. And we're chatting there to spokesperson Sipho Ngwema, just around what initiated the investigation and what elements of the value chain they were going to be looking at. And thank you for that chat there, Sipho. Right now, let's move on to the second chat, and that one we're having with Thabile Nkunjane, agricultural economist with the National Agricultural Marketing Council Agro Food Chain Unit. Thabile, welcome.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I know, it's a lot better. Okay, Thabile, let's just start just by understanding things in your sector. And let me ask you this, what goes into the price of fresh produce?
As I was listening also to the call to the colleagues of the Competition Commission, he correctly mentioned a key thing that are used in producing any particular product.
Yeah.
Now, as for the fresh produce, I would say they're the grains.
Yeah. Right.
But the basic things that go through in that, it is input. By inputs, I mean like your fertilizers, your pesticides, your diesels for the petrols that are, you know, putting in the seeds into the soil. And then from there, you go to harvesting. Then from harvesting, you go to processing. Then from processing, you go to packing. By the way, I should mention,
yeah,
there are a couple of things that are feeding into that, you know, because one day, a typically retailer in South Africa,
yes,
would buy directly from the farm, for an example, into their warehouse where they do the processing, they do packing according to what they feel like is correct for their brand, and so forth. And also then the type of a car,
yeah,
for an example, that is used to go to get these products, you know, because, you know, some, you have these bigger trucks that have refrigerators, you have smaller ones that don't have those. They are also included in that particular price of that particular product that you will buy at the retail, you see. So there's a lot, also including the time, you know, the time, for an example, that a truck that will be traveling from Limpopo, you know, to Cape, you know, we have those. Because remember, some of the products that we have in South Africa are produced across South Africa, and then some provinces that are producing larger quantities of those. For example, it's province like Limpopo, which produces like a lot of our potatoes combined with Free State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always going to have to affect our prices in terms of supplying, you know, all those things, if there's an issue in terms of production from there. So
yeah,
that's why you found that maybe there's a relatively difference in terms of prices across provinces. But it's never that huge. But these are things that one needs to, you know, put into perspective.
Thabile, now talking of prices, I'm sure a lot of people, especially us people who have to part with money to buy food and, you know, fresh produce, we always are wondering, why is it that food prices never actually come down? Why is that?
You know, it's very funny that you brought that up, because recently I attended something that was internationally, by the way. You see, a lot of consumers, they have that perception. And I would like to say that is not necessarily true. Actually, it's a blanket statement that can be very correct, incorrect in most cases. You see, I'm just going to give you an example like now about a few products that are actually lower in prices than they were like in 2016, mm-hmm. right? For example, in 2016, and of course, these things, they have to be affected by the issues like supply and demand. And then the supply part of it, it's where you bring the issues of weather, you know, is it too drought, is it sort of too dry as it was in 2016, or is it too rainy as it is this year and previous year,
mm-hmm.
you see? So those are things that you need to put into space, because they determine how much of a product we're going to have. Is it in good quality? Is it going to be good enough in terms of being sent into the market?
Yeah.
So in 2016, for example, a kg of an onion, it was around 16 rand. 72 cents.
Yeah.
That is actually in 2020 to this paper, the past paper now, it was 16 rand, 17 cents. But in 2016, it is relatively cheaper. It's 15 rand.
Yeah. It,
so those are things. So if you imagine, look at the years, 2016 to 2022.
Yeah.
Example, we'll go for a rice which we buy outside, you know, entirely outside the country. So, of course, issues like supply chains, like it was in 2021 and 2020 because of COVID-19, prices went up. But because of the supply that is ample, that is, we have more than enough globally, and we are getting that in without any glitches. Rice this year is cheaper. For example, 2 kg of rice in 2021, it was costing around 43 rand, 52 cents. That was in August 2021. Because of the supply chain that I was talking about, you know, the restrictions in terms of labor getting to these produce farmers where they will be able to take the product to harbors and then getting to the countries.
Yeah, indeed. And thank you so much there for that labored explanation. Quite understood on our side. It's Thabile Nkunjane there from an agricultural economist joining us on the Hotbox. Have your say as well, please. 064-664-5814. You're on the King Suite.